process of merging with anime. Recently, I attended a mystical woman's retreat where I discovered new, unique knowledge. For 5 years, I have been seriously interested in Eastern knowledge, yoga, Ayurveda, and Tibetan healing, and I believed I knew quite a lot. Well, if not everything, then almost everything. However, attending this workshop made me realize that there are still countless unknown areas for me. Each time, I was deeply impressed by the high level of the teachers working with me at this seminar. It turns out that there is a method for diagnosing a person's condition by their chakras, and you can diagnose it by looking directly at a person's face. For instance, the chin represents the physical body chakra, Muladhara. A broad, square chin indicates good functioning of this chakra. The lips represent the Svadhisthana chakra. Large, well-defined lips signify good Svadhisthana functioning, while thin, poorly defined lips indicate poor Svadhisthana functioning. At the retreat, the teachers conducted special sessions that allowed us to channel the energy of each chakra and develop it. At the retreat, I met a lovely girl who told me the story of how she met her partner. They have known each other for 2 years, but their first meeting happened at a similar seminar. The girl told me that until that moment, she had considered herself very unhappy because she was alone and did not have friends nearby. Our dialogue went something like this as she told her story. I felt that my life was dull and monotonous, that it was empty and devoid of meaning. One day, I received an invitation to a seminar from the teacher. One line warmed my soul. You can go through unique practices that will help you find your other half. Find your destiny. 3 days later, I wrote back to the teacher, and I still keep that response as a relic. She showed me a saved screenshot placed in frames. This invitation brought me happiness. Since then, I always keep it with me. Here, my interlocutor fell silent and seemed to be dreamily reminiscing. And what happened next? I asked impatiently. She blinked and looked at me with tearful eyes, continuing with sullen excitement. 2 weeks later, I received an invitation confirming the seminar dates. I immediately packed, bought a train ticket, and went to the seminar, anticipating something new and unknown, a miracle waiting for me. I had no regrets about leaving old friends and my dull job behind. Then a voice said, Miss, can I help you? I was getting off the train and struggling with a large suitcase that wouldn't fit through the door. The conductor was urging, Passengers, hurry up, get off quickly. Before I could respond, I tripped over the stair railing and started falling out of the train doors along with my huge suitcase. When I came back to my senses, I was lying in strong, muscular arms of a young man. It was the same guy who had offered me his help 2 minutes earlier. He asked me, Are you hurt? But I was still too stunned to comprehend anything. Wow, he's quite agile, I heard a voice from the crowd. He won't miss his chance. The young man gently set me down on the platform. Seeing my embarrassment and concern, he pointed to my suitcase at his feet and said, "Now, let me carry it for you." I didn't object. He put me in a taxi. We said goodbye, but I felt this was not the end. There were many people at the seminar, so I couldn't see everyone. Every day felt like a fairy tale to me. On the first evening, the teacher announced that there would be a practice session to merge with anime, one's ideal. We were to tune into our ideal on a subtle level and create its image. This was work with the Svadhisthana chakra, though I didn't know it at the time. I did what the wise teacher told me. Evening came. Each of us had acquired 2 magic intense sticks and a special mandala image for the practice. Silence filled the hall. The teacher played the music of transformation and explained that we were all here by the special will of the higher mind, and each of us had a chance to find our ideal tantric partner here. Candles burned in the dim light, and the teacher's words felt like a sign from above. My entire being filled with the anticipation of a great event. At that moment, my heart began to beat rapidly. The teacher told all the women to sit in a circle and close their eyes. He then announced that the divine powers would now determine the tantric pairs for the practice. My heart froze. I felt someone sit across from me. This person took my hands, and at that moment, I opened my eyes. Our gazes met. I will never forget this precious moment when I plunged into the abyss of blue eyes and felt a complete merging with the dearest and closest person in the world. Remembering this moment, my eyes filled up with tears of happiness. My life turned upside down then, and found a higher meaning. Hearing this story, I understood how the great divine knowledge helps a person to find happiness in life. During the practice, I learned that the development of the Manipura chakra can be determined by the tip of the nose. For example, if a person has a well-defined nose with prominent nostrils, it indicates the person's activity in the social sphere and their ability to attract material resources. If a person has an undefined and shapeless nose, it suggests their inability to earn money and manifest in the world. The teacher explained that it is necessary to work on developing the Manipura chakra. During the seminar, I learned about a practice called business magic, which helps a person direct energy to acquire material resources. People with the knowledge of business magic never experience material shortage and are very active in life. The Anahata chakra, located in the chest area, is projected on the face in the eye area. A person's eyes are the mirror of the soul, reflecting the Anahata chakra, showing a person's openness and expressing love and grace. By looking into someone's eyes, you can immediately determine what kind of soul they have. On the second day of the seminar, Warm and friendly relationships filled with love and harmony developed among the participants. Only one girl remained apart from everyone. Looking at her, it was impossible to tell what she was thinking or feeling. It seemed as if she had the coldest heart in the world, reflected in her slightly squinted, cold eyes under lowered eyelids. During the practice, she constantly sat alone, suspiciously watching the others. One day, during a break, another girl, kind and charming, laughing in a fit of happiness, approached her and, looking into her eyes with a smile, offered her a rose. "Why are you staying away from everyone? Let's talk," looked at her coldly and irritably replied,
"Leave me alone. It's none of your business."
The kind girl, in tears, moved away, feeling sorry for the heartless seminar participant. After the break, the teacher announced that we would now go through a great ancient practice aimed at opening the Anahata chakra. He gave us magical images of the great master radiating divine energy and possessing great power. During the meditation that followed, music of transformation played. Everyone was in a blissful state, and many had tears of happiness from divine love. Each of us was in a magical world opening at that moment. This was how the Anahata Chakra opened. In the middle of the practice, a loud exclamation, followed by sobs, was heard. I looked and saw that same girl crying like a child in front of the master's portrait. A wave of repentance and love filled her heart. "Forgive me, everyone," she exclaimed, and her tears turned to joyful laughter as she spoke these words for the first time in her life. "I love you all." A miracle had happened. The amazed seminar participants looked at the transformed girl. Her entire face changed. Her eyes shone with an unearthly light. "I love you, dear ones," she repeated. And it was the greatest happiness to see a completely new person. The Vishuddha chakra is determined by the elegant shape of the eyebrows and the defined bridge of the nose. Bushy, drooping eyebrows characterize primitive and coarse people. If you want to determine the development of the Ajna chakra, will and intellectual abilities, look closely at the forehead. A straight, smooth, harmonious forehead indicates a well-developed Ajna. Additionally, you can see three lines on a person's forehead, each with its meaning. The upper line signifies the mind, the middle one signifies emotions, and the lower one signifies action. It is almost impossible to find a person with perfectly straight and clear lines on the forehead. If the mind line is discontinuous, the person has an inconsistent mind. If the emotion line is discontinuous, the person is inconsistent in emotions and does not control them. If the action line is discontinuous, the person is chaotic and disorderly in actions. The Sahasrara chakra is located at the crown of the head, and through it, a person senses cosmic energy and higher universal knowledge. A child is born with an open fontanel, which gives them a connection to the cosmos. But over time, the fontanel closes, and this connection is lost. Adults are closed off from cosmic energy, and only a few retain their Sahasrara open. For example, the seer Vanga was such a person. In adults, a sign of an open Sahasrara is a bump of the crown. Knowing the signs of development for each chakra, it is easy to identify a person by their facial features. But as a person's internal qualities change, so does their appearance. During the seminar, I constantly noticed how a person's appearance changed after each practice. How their face began to shine with new energy. Truly, great miracles happen when a person opens up to the divine power and steps onto the path of perfection. It is a great happiness that such seminars take place all over the world, allowing everyone to find a new life and a new breath. Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.